You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass is here now with a look at the weather forecast. Thanks for being with us, Eric. Tell me what you see.
Well, Todd, the setup over the last day and a half or so has been this developing upper-level low-pressure system that's moved slowly from South Dakota over toward Iowa and Minnesota, and then eventually today through parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana. And the problem is when the upper level low like that forms in July, we have enough instability in the atmosphere that the upper level low can really help develop some pretty favorable wind shear environments. And with that, what I mean is we can develop some very, very strong to severe storms that rotate. We certainly saw that yesterday in Iowa. Now, with an upper-level cutoff low like this, the thing is it's slow-moving, and it's going to be producing widely scattered showers and storms. So we just kind of step back and take a look at the bigger picture for the Corn Belt. This is going to be an event where not everybody gets the thunderstorm activity, but what everybody does get is the cooler weather, at least in the Corn Belt. And that upper-level low today is going to be spinning over parts of, like I said, Illinois and Indiana. And the big concern for strong to severe storms today is going to be to the south and east of that location. So in Kentucky and Tennessee, maybe some southern Indiana, southern Illinois, we're going to watch out later on this afternoon for the kind of reigniting of some powerful thunderstorms. More than likely going to be long lines of storms rather than discrete supercells, but still the Storm Prediction Center's got a moderate risk for severe weather out for those areas. So Kentucky, Tennessee is where I'm concerned about today.
Does this create any problems in the Corn Belt as it's related to production?
The issue is going to be that trough that's digging in the east allows a ridge to build out west. It's kind of like a seesaw effect you get across the country. Trough digs east, ridges typically build west and vice versa. And that's going to be allowing for substantial heat to continue to build in parts of the southern plains, so Texas, Oklahoma, that region. So they've seen triple-digit heat. More is coming on the way. And with that trough that's digging, it's actually going to be interacting with the Bermuda High. That's a big dome of high air pressure that sits just off the east coast of the United States. We're not only going to see a low-pressure system race up the east coast, but we're going to see continual southerly motion, and the winds going along the east coast. So lots and lots and lots of moisture moving in there. Now, why is that important for us in the Corn Belt? Well, the longer we can prevent the development of drought in the southeast, the better it is for us here in the Corn Belt as well, kind of historically. So a lot of rainfall that's going to be happening basically from, you know, Mississippi over to Florida and then up the east coast. So that whole region is going to be very, very wet.
If I remember correctly, this is part of that oscillation or the movement of the ridge. And right now it's going back to the west. What does that tell us?
Now, with the ridge, as it slowly progresses west, taking the heat with it out west, we really will more than likely get through the rest of the month of July without seeing any sort of substantial heat. And that will be a great way for the corn crop to finish. Because, you know, we're at this point where we're trying to see how long will it be between soaking and black layer. You know, we want to keep the corn plant alive as long as possible. We want grain field to be cool, and certainly right now that it is. Here's the thing, though. Some folks are not getting the rain out of this upper level low, and it looks as though the next week, is going to be rather dry. So we're going to have to watch the radar carefully today to see who gets the rain and who doesn't. You know, we do have some pockets in the Corn Belt that are very, very dry. Parts of Missouri, parts of southern Iowa, there are parts of Indiana, Ohio, as well as Michigan that have been quite dry, and a little pocket up in South Dakota. So while the garden spot is relatively large, we're going to have to be concerned over who's going to be getting precipitation as we move toward our naturally drier time period, which would be the end of summer here. So again, tragic event last night in parts of Iowa, and that same system today could possibly bring some more severe storms into parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, widely scattered showers for the rest of us as the upper level low sits there and spins. So a cool day is certainly on tap for today compared to what we normally get this time of year.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is with Agribull, joins us on the Closing Market Report for a Friday afternoon.